Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the authorized version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the authorized version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hello and welcome to Lawmasters Law of God broadcast. I'm your host, Lord God of Israel. Today's title is, What is God Accountable For? What is he accountable for? Do you hold God accountable to or for anything? Do you? Can he be held accountable? Well, you will see my answer throughout this broadcast. Holding God accountable, what is he accountable for? Who is he accountable to? And to know and understand the answer to that question, I, of course, turn to the Authorized Version Bible. That's where I get my answers. That's where I get my knowledge of God from. Now, you are given a commandment in Hebrews 8:11, and that commandment says, know the Lord, a three-word commandment, know the Lord, be informed about the Lord. So the question coming off of that is, are you informed of God? Okay? Holding God accountable. What is God accountable for? Well, we get one answer for that question from Revelation 1. Revelation 1, verse 11. It says, to God, what you see, write in a book. Well, he's also been told to take the Bible and read it. And once he has done that, he's to examine Bible content. And upon doing that, he is to write down the things he has seen and understood concerning Bible content. Has your God done that? Is your God able to do that? Is your God able to take the Bible, read the Bible, examine its contents, and then turn around and write down the things he has seen in the Bible? Is your God able to do that? Has your God done that? Do you hold your God accountable to do that? Well, the Bible does. God is required by Scripture to take the Bible, read it, examine its contents, and write down the things which he sees in the Bible. The Bible holds God accountable. All right? Do you hold your God accountable, and has your God done that? How can you know the Lord except you be taught of the Lord? Because remember, you are commanded to know the Lord. Again, in Revelation 1, chapter 1, verse 19, Scripture says to God, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. You may say, a man does not know what shall be, you know. Well, the Bible requires God to know what shall be. God cannot just get away, get a free ticket, a free ride, and not be accountable for anything. The Bible holds God accountable. And that's going to be my theme throughout this program, this episode today. God's accountability. It comes into question. Okay? And I'm talking about the God that the Bible talks about, the God that the Bible promotes, exalts, glorifies. That's the God I'm talking about. The God, the very Bible, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, talks about. The Authorized Version holds God accountable to know Bible content. Now, how can you know God knows Bible content except God tells you the contents of Scripture? That's why he's supposed to read the Bible, get some understanding from the Bible, and show it to you. Is your God able to do that? Now, something up in the sky, there's nothing up in the sky going to come down here and do that. Okay? Let me then turn to Acts 8:10. Acts chapter 8, verse 10 says this about the God that the Bible talks about. This man is the great power of God. The Bible holds God accountable for being a man, or to be a man. In Bible knowledge, God, you're told to know the Lord. How can you know him except you see him and you hear from his very mouth? The God that the Bible talks about is a man when he comes to this earth. He comes in human form. This man is the great power. God is a power. Great power, says Acts, having the designation of God. The word of there means having the designation. This man is the great power, having the designation of God. The commandment, know the Lord. First, know that the Lord, when he comes, He comes as a man. The Bible holds him accountable to do that. He comes in human form. And that man, having the designation of God, is to take the Bible, read it, examine its contents, and write down his understanding of Bible content and show it to the people. Okay, Romans 1:19. Romans 1:19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. Okay, not only is he required to know Bible content by reading and examining its contents and writing those things down, God is required to show it, to show his understanding of Scripture to the people. These are very easy things to understand. The Bible holds God accountable for. So it holds God accountable for knowledge. Not just any knowledge, but a specialized knowledge. Knowledge of Bible content. Knowledge of the Authorized Version Bible's content. The Bible holds God accountable. Do you? Okay. God has showed it to them. God has shown his knowledge to the people. He has shown his knowledge of Scripture to the people. These things make sense. You just can't come up and say, I'm God. You have to come with evidence, proof, backing your claim of godliness. Nothing up in the sky can just say it is God. I mean, that's ignorant. God must be proved. That's what Scripture is telling us. One, he's a man, and what he's supposed to do. This man is a great power, having the designation of God. You can't just let anybody get away or anything get away, whether you say that thing is in heaven or wherever. You have to have proof. God has to prove himself that he is God. And what do you weigh the claim against? You weigh it against Scripture. That's why we have the Bible. The Bible tells us about God. The Bible tells God about God. The Bible tells God himself about God. And the Bible tells God what to do. And whosoever does the thing that the Bible says God is to do, that's the one the law will hold up and say, then, very well, this is indeed the God that the Bible talks about. It's all laid out. It's all laid out. Follow the plan. God comes, he's in human form. Okay? Where's your evidence? Where's your proof? Is to be written down. What, Revelations 1 and 11 and 19 says? Simply tells God to write down things. It tells him to study Bible content and write down his findings. Very simple. If you're God, write down your understanding of Bible content and see if it meets the standards of God. God is a God of knowledge. What does the word of there mean? It means having. The Lord is a God having knowledge. And that knowledge is the proof of his godliness. Let's not be ignorant and foolish. If somebody say to us, God is up in the sky. God spoke to my heart. So God speaks in an audible voice to people. God, remember, number one, is a man. A man, a person, a personality, a human being. And what he has to tell you, he either tells you by his written word or he tells you by his vocal voice. Listen again. Write down the things you have seen after having examined Bible content. Write down the things that are, the things that shall be hereafter. Write it down. For what? For proof of your godliness. That makes all the sense in the world to me. Anybody can tell me God is up in the sky. Anybody can tell me God is in heaven. What is the proof of God? That's what is important, and that's where the Bible comes in. It gives us the proof of God, and in my word, I have it all laid out together, all laid down, all written down, the proof of God. And having the proof of God and knowing the proof of God, you cannot be deceived concerning God. Without the proof of God, the Bible proof of God, then you're just out there. You're just out there and you do not know God. You do not know God. Now let me be clear. They do not teach the God that the Bible promotes, exalts, etc., in the Bible, in church. They don't teach that. Okay? They tell you God is up in the sky somewhere. God spoke to his heart somewhere. No, God is supposed to speak to all the people. One way he speaks to all the people is through his writings, and another way is by his vocal voice, according to the Bible. Because according to the Bible, God is to be a real person, not a figment of someone's imagination, not a figment of even your imagination. God is what the Bible says he is and who the Bible says he is. Why? Because he fills the bill for God. He meets the requirements set down in Scripture for God. Now, if your God has not written a book, let's just stop right there. If your God has not written down the things in a book, whether it be a hardback, softback, manuscript, if he has not written down his proof of godliness, then whatever you are calling God is not the God that the Bible talks about. But that's just clear. We are not defenseless concerning God. We have the Bible that tells us about God. And to me, that is wonderful. To me, that's a beautiful thing. To have a book that tells you about God. An authoritative book that tells you about God. Not just any book. The Bible is a special book that talks about and tells about a special person. It calls God. A special book for a special person, that's the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Now, I like that because I don't want to be tricked. I do not want to be duped. I do not want to be fooled. I don't want to be lied to concerning God. God is too important a topic for me to allow myself to let somebody fool me just because he says I'm a preacher and just because he says God called me. Whether he's educated or uneducated, it doesn't matter. I don't want to be fooled by some trickster saying God called him. And he himself, the trickster, the preacher, doesn't know anything about God that the Bible gives us. Nothing. Doesn't know any other characteristics of God. Nothing. Nothing. I teach Bible content concerning God. I teach the characteristics of God that the Bible sets forth. And that's what I believe. Okay. I'm not expecting anything up in the sky to write a book on Bible content. I'm not expecting that. And I'm not just going to believe any Tom, Dick, or Harry that tells me God called me. God sent me to you. God sent me to drop this word on you. No, no, no. You tell ignorant people anything and they believe it. And I say that again. You tell ignorant people anything and they will believe it. The truth of Bible content makes us wise to godliness. The truth of Bible content informs us well concerning God. Okay, so holding God accountable. The Bible holds him accountable. God is required to take the Bible and write down things that he had understood in the Bible, from the Bible. Write the things which thou seest. The word see, what does it mean? Yes, of course it means to see with the natural eye. But the word see, according to Webster, also means to understand. Write down the things you have understood. Coming from Bible content, write them down. Now, okay, Job 34:25. Job 34:25 says these words. Therefore, he knows their works. He knows their works. What works? What is the he? A reference to, and what is their works? God knows the works that are done in the Bible. What works are in the Bible? Well, I'll just name a couple of two or three. You have the work that is the papacy's curse against black people. You have the work of the law of Passover. You have the work of the word concerning God. Those three things. You have those three things in the Bible. Those three things. Those three very important things. The law of the curse against African people. By that law, the Gentiles invaded Africa. Gentiles commonly called white people. The Gentiles invaded Africa, conquered Africa, captured its people, killed many of its people, and the ones that they didn't kill, they took into captivity and enslaved them. it's common knowledge that black people were enslaved by Gentiles. That's common knowledge. Well, that whole very much information dealing with that subject matter, Gentile enslavement of black people, is in the Bible. God knows it. God has brought it forth. I've talked about it on this program. I have written about it. Why? Because the commandment to God says, take the Bible and write down the things you understand it to say. Yeah. Yeah. Knowing that God must be a man. He must be a man according to Scripture. You can't even see a spirit. God must be a man. This man is the great power of God. Okay? So, God knows their works. Simply another way of saying God knows the matter of the Authorized Version Bible. That's all that's saying. If God knows their works, then he knows the information that is in the Bible, because there, the works of those who wrote Bible content is in the Bible. You don't get this taught at church. You don't get this taught at church. You don't get it taught at church. This is very bad. The church is not a good outfit. It deceives the people and teaches them to fight and be against the truth when the truth does come. Isn't that something? The church is not a good outfit organization, period. It teaches the people to fight against and oppose God when he comes, bringing truth. The church world is very bad. It's not good. The people are fooled by the church. The people, I'm pretty sure some of them think that the church is a very good organization and that the church teaches the truth of Bible content, and it does not. It teaches against the truth of Bible content. The church. Okay. God is responsible. God is accountable to know Scripture and to show people his understanding and knowledge of Scripture. He knows their works. He knows the works in the Bible. God has, Romans 1:19, God has showed it to them, and that's what I do. I show the people the works that are in the Bible. That's the work of God. That's what God is supposed to do. That's what God is supposed to do. Now, if your God is not doing that and has not done that, then your God is not God, according to the Bible. So that which is written in the Bible cannot change. That which the Bible demands of God cannot be changed. Okay? He knows their works. And remember, you are commanded to know the Lord. To know. To be informed. To be well informed. To have knowledge of. To know. John 16:15. John 16:15 says this, "He shall take of mine and shall show it to you." What does that mean? He shall take of mine. I take the things in the Bible and I show it to you, the people. That's what that means. Simple as that. He shall take of mine and show it to you. He's required to read, remember, and examine Bible content, write down his findings and understanding of Scripture, okay, knowing the works that are in the Bible. And here, the Scripture says, he shall take and take those things he's seen in the Bible, understood from the Bible, and show it to you, the people. That's the plan, people. That's the plan. That's the proof of God. He is a reference to God. Just like he knows their works, he a reference to God. Okay? Take the book, read it, write down the things that you've seen or understood. But he does that. Since God is proved that God is a man. I am a male, a man. Okay. All right. A man who follows the dictates of Scripture. Okay. He knows their works. He takes from the Bible, take things from the Bible, and show them to the people. Psalm 44:21. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Psalm 44:21 says, he knows the secrets of the heart. It's not talking about your heart. It's talking about the heart of Bible content, which the church world does not teach. Okay? But Scripture proclaims it. He knows the secrets of the heart. He knows their works. He knows the things that are in the Bible. He has knowledge of Bible content. God is accountable to know Scripture, to know the Bible. If your God does not know the Bible in truth, I'm not talking about somebody just say he knows Bible, but proof of godliness, then he is not a God at all, or it is not a God at all. God comes with proof. Proof of fact. Proof of information. Proof. God comes with proof. He knows their works. He knows the secrets of the Authorized Version Bible. He takes from Scripture and shows it to the people. Romans 1:19 again says, God has showed it to them. God has showed the knowledge and his knowledge and understanding of Bible content to the people. Thereby, you can obey the commandment and know the Lord. Because God makes himself known by presenting hard evidence of himself. And the evidence is scriptural evidence. That's all. That's all. Okay. God is accountable. Psalm 57:3. Psalm Psalm 57 verse 3 says this: God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. The most important thing in that statement to me is God shall send forth his truth. It's good for God to be merciful, you know. We can actually see truth because truth is supposed to be written down, remember? Read the book, examine the contents, write down the things you have understood. God shall send forth his truth. What is his truth? His truth is his understanding of Bible content. Very, very simple plan to know God. In order to know God, God must do something. He must first be a man, and he must examine Bible content and show you his understanding of it. And you can see by his knowledge, his content and all, whether or not he obeys Scripture. If there is no evidence of obeying Scripture, run from it. Healing somebody is not a characteristic of God. The God that the Bible promotes, talks about, builds up, etc., is not a healer of sick people. Healing is not a trait of the God of the Bible. God's work deals with his understanding Scripture and his writing down of that understanding, which serves as proof, evidence that he is God. And if one's proof does not show evidence that he is God, run from it. If one does not do the things the Bible says God will do, run from it. Run from him if he's talking about God. Run from him. Stay away from him. Keep away. Avoid him. God shall send forth his truth. I'm sending forth my truth via Blog Talk Radio. I also send it forth in written form. Okay? And I also send it forth speaking to people. But God is accountable. God is accountable for truth of Bible content. God, the Bible holds God responsible to know Scripture, understand Scripture, interpret correctly Scripture, write down things he's accountable to know the secrets of the heart of Bible content. He's required, he is demanded to write his understanding of Bible content. And if that understanding cannot prove that he's God, run from it. My writings show the proof of God. And I don't care who examines my writings. My writings show the proof of God. My writings show the scriptural proof of God. My work, whether it be via this program or whether it be in written form, my work shows the proof of God. And there is just one God. One God. Scripture says that. there is one God. Scripture proclaims me, that one God. And remember, I have the scriptural proof of my godliness. I just don't come saying I'm God. I just don't come saying the Bible says I'm God. I show the proof. I give the proof of God. These things the church world does not do. And again, I say, the church world is a bad organization. It's a bad outfit. It's a bad operation. And it needs to be stopped. From the top on down, the papacy on down, it needs to be stopped. And it should be stopped. It misleads the people. It misleads the people. Misinforms the people deliberately. It's not good at all. And there is no salvation for the church world. It cannot be saved. And it seems people love to be fooled. It seems people love to be fooled. It seems they say, tell me lies. I love lies. Do you love the truth? I teach truth of Bible content. Do you love what I teach? Do you love my teaching? And if so, where is the proof of your love for my teaching? Where is your proof? Truth. God shall send forth his truth. And then the commandment says in Psalms, O God, send out thy light of thy mercy and thy truth. The main thing I'm speaking about today is truth. O God, send out thy truth. Send forth thy truth. God shall send forth his truth that he has gotten from Bible content. What Bible does God use? God uses the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. That's the Bible. That's God's choice. That's his Bible of choice. King James Version, that's the common name. But its proper name is Authorized Version. Okay. And I delight in sending forth my truth. I delight in that. Another thing I delight in is people receiving my truth. I delight in that. Have you received my truth? My truth is the truth of Bible content. And I operate in this manner. I obey Bible law. I don't say the law is void. I obey the law that is in the Bible that has to do with God. So the plan, in order for you to know the Lord and fulfill or obey that commandment, is simple. You must have received word from the Lord in order for you to do that. God takes from the Bible and he shows it to the people. He shows the things he has learned from his examination of Bible content to the people. Very simple plan. I'm doing my part. Are you doing your part? What is your part? Your part is to know, be well informed of the Lord. And the only way you can be well informed of the Lord is by receiving the truth of the Lord. And that truth of the Lord comes from God. It must first come from God. And I must say, truth of the Lord is coming from me. Truth of the Lord, truth of God is coming from me. The truth concerning God is coming from me. And I stand on that. I stand on that. I stand on the truth of God that is taken or given by the Authorized Version Bible. What are you standing on? Some preacher telling lies? Some preacher playing on your ignorance because you don't know? And a question arises. Why is it so easy for people to believe that which is not true? Why is it so easy? Why is it so easy? The Bible asks the question, who will stand up with me against the workers of iniquity? Who are the workers of iniquity? You find the workers of iniquity in religion, from the pulpit on down. The lying preachers. The lying preachers from the top on down. From the papacy on down. And they can look so holy, can't they? They can look so holy in their religious garb, but telling nothing but lies. And the Bible talks about that. Of course, that is not the subject or the topic of this episode here. But the Bible talks about it. Talks about it. Religion. There is nothing that can be salvaged from religion. Nothing of religion can be salvaged. Psalm 58:11 says here, he is a God that judges in the earth. Yes. I've given my judgment on religion, on the church world. There is nothing salvageable from it. Nothing can be saved. Nothing. But he is a God that judges in the earth. Okay, he shall take of mine and show it to you. He knows the secrets of the heart. Heart of the Authorized Version Bible. He knows their works. I know the works that are in the Bible, and I know the works that the church world does is evil. Its base is one of evil. It teaches lies. And the good that it might do is not enough to save it. Yes, the church world religion is condemned by God. and it's condemned by the Bible. Condemned by the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, and condemned by God himself. It is good for nothing and cannot be saved. So, what are you trusting in? The lying preachers, the word of the lying preachers? Or are you trusting in the word that comes from God? If you are trusting in the word that comes from God, then you are trusting in God. The God that the Bible talks about through and through, the God that the Bible promotes, exalts, and shows to the people by the work of God. God is responsible. God is accountable. The Bible holds God accountable. To send forth his truth, to show things after his examination of Bible content to the people, to know the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, to take things, his understanding of Bible content concerning God and show it to the people, to know the works that are in the Bible holds God accountable. Even to be a man, he must be a man. This man, this he, is the great power of having the designation of, having the name of, or the title of God. I don't think it can be put any clearer than how I give it. It's very clear. It is evident. It is apparent. It is manifest. Okay. Knowing the Lord and the Lord's accountability. God is accountable to you, the people. God is accountable to the law. Because I'm reading from the book of the law. The Bible, Authorized Version Bible, is a book of law. Book of law. The whole Bible. The whole Bible is a book of law. Law having to do with God. The Authorized Version Bible is a special book that deals with a special individual it calls God. It is good that we have the Bible. It is better that we have God himself, the true God, the living God. That's another statement there, Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10. Keeping in mind that we've talked in talking about this he, this man that is the great power of God, this man, he knows their works. This man, he shall take off mine and show it to you. This man, he knows the secrets of the heart. How do you know that he knows the secrets of the heart? Because Romans 1:19 says God has showed it to them, to you. And that's what I've done. And that's what I do. I'm even doing it today. God shall send forth his truth. I'm sending forth my truth via the Blog Talk Radio. Via Blog Talk Radio. So all those he knows, he shall take of mine. He knows their works. He knows the secrets. Here's another one. Jeremiah 10:10. But the Lord is the true God. Watch this. He is the living God and an everlasting king. God is not only to be a man, but the Bible says the Lord, he is the living God and an everlasting king. God is a king. You've heard of the kingdom of God? Well, God is the king of, or the king over the kingdom of God. He is the king. Isaiah 33. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. God is the Lord. Let me read that statement. Psalm. What is it there? Anyway, Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 27. God is the Lord which has showed us light. Now, the word light there means knowledge. God is a God having knowledge. God shows that knowledge to the people. God has showed it to them. Okay. God is the Lord which has showed us light. Psalm 43:3. Psalm 43:3. O send out thy light and thy truth. Light. You could say light and truth are synonymous. Light, information, knowledge. What is truth? Truth is information. Truth is knowledge. O send out thy light and thy truth. That's a command to God. The commandment to you. The commandment to you, know the Lord, know God. And the only way you can know him is through the works of God. He is the living God. This man is the great power of God. A reference to me. He is the living God. Another reference to me. A statement concerning me. The Lord is our church. Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. Another reference concerning the man that is God, that is me. Okay. And in Jeremiah, he is the living God, and I am alive at this time. He is the former, Jeremiah 10:16, of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. God's name is Israel. Okay. The Lord God of Israel. Somebody asks you, what is the name of God? The name of God is Israel. Lord and God are titles of Israel. Okay. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord of hosts belongs to the Lord God of Israel. That title, the Lord of hosts, belongs to the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God having the designation or name or our name of Israel, I-S-R-A-E-L, Israel, okay? God is real. So, I have given you a commandment which says, know the Lord, and I have sought to show that God is accountable. God is accountable to the law. God is accountable to you, the people. Are you holding God accountable? God is accountable. He's reliable. God does the things Scripture says God will do. God holds up his end. The Scriptures cannot be changed. They cannot be repealed. The Scriptures back God. The Scriptures back me. The Scriptures support me. The Scriptures promote me. The Scriptures testify of me. I feel the bill for God. And I say to you, as Scripture says, know the Lord. I am the Lord God, Israel. God is accountable. God does his part. You should do yours. Believe in him. Trust in him. Trust his word. Love his word. Communicate with God. Work with God. Be on God's side. And that's literally be on God's side. Get with God, who will rise up against the workers of iniquity with me. Whose side are you on? Are you on my side? If you're on the preacher's side, you're going to lose. You've lost already. If you're on religion's side, you're going to lose. You've lost already. Religion is going down. God is going to stand. Religion is not salvageable. The church world cannot be saved. It is condemned already. And it must be stopped. God must be promoted and exalted. The truth must be known. I provide truth. Until the next time.